Welcome to a bedtime story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Gardener of Lost Words. In a quaint, forgotten corner of the world, amidst rolling, mist-laden hills, stood a solitary cottage. It was surrounded by an unusual garden that whispered secrets to the wind. This was the cottage of Alden, the reclusive gardener known far and wide, albeit in hushed tones, for his extraordinary cultivation of rare plants. These plants were not ordinary. They bloomed with petals inscribed with forgotten words. Alden's existence was intertwined with the mystique of the garden. He spent his days nurturing the soil, whispering ancient tales to his seedlings, and tending to each unique flower with reverence. People seldom visited, deterred by legends that surrounded him and the oddity of his garden. One spring morning, a curious traveler appeared on the cobblestone path leading to Alden's sanctuary. He was Jonah, a young linguist with a fervent passion for words long lost to human memory. Jonah had heard whispers of the magical blooms that held the power to unlock the past, and was resolute in seeking the gardener's help. Alden, though wary of visitors, sensed the sincerity in Jonah's quest. He guided him through his garden, pointing out the delicate blossoms inscribed with words that glowed faintly under the morning sun. "These words," he explained, "are not just remnants of forgotten languages. They hold the essence of life's truths and have the power to alter reality." Intrigued and eager, Jonah asked if he could study the words, hoping they might aid him in his scholarly pursuits. Alden agreed, but with a warning. "Handle them with care, for they possess the potential to reshape the world." As Jonah delved into the study of these mystical blooms, he discovered a word etched on a pale blue petal. It was a word for peace, a word forgotten in human history, yet powerful enough to still the fiercest storms. With Alden's guidance, Jonah carefully spoke the word aloud. At that moment, a gentle breeze swept through the garden, and a profound calm enveloped the world. The onslaught of chaos and discord ceased, replaced by tranquility. News spread of the peace that had mysteriously blanketed the land, and the fame of the quiet gardener grew. Alden and Jonah spent many months together, exploring the garden's secrets. Jonah, with Alden's permission, meticulously documented each word, learning and harnessing their powers to help mend a fractured world. Through their collaboration, the garden bloomed more vibrantly than ever, a testament to the harmony of shared wisdom and the transformative power of words long forgotten. As time passed, Jonah departed, but not without leaving behind a legacy. A library of the words he had uncovered, a beacon of hope for future generations. Alden remained in his cottage, tending to his garden as ever, content with the knowledge that his blooms had begun to heal the world, one forgotten word at a time. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.